Welcome to Coffsy Cast, podcasts that are designed to help you achieve academic success, brought to you by Coffsy FM, a division of the University of the Free State Student Affairs in partnership with the Center for Teaching and Learning. And with us at the moment, we have Vitalie Ndo, and she's from Student Counseling and Development. And a lot of people talk about time management, time management. What is time management?
Yeah, so basically time management is a process of organizing your time and planning how much time you have to spend on all the different things that you have to do, all the specific activities.
But why is time management so critical?
Yeah, a lot of us are really bad at managing our time because there's a lot of things happening in any day. There's a lot of things that we're juggling, you know, different roles, different duties. But it's critical because effective time management helps you to gain more control over your studies as a student. It also just helps you gain control over your life overall. It also reduces stress and anxiety. You know, you can remember when you had 2 hours to do something that usually takes 6 hours. That's a lot of stress and a lot of anxiety. It helps you to meet your deadlines. You waste less time, actually. You spend more time on things that actually matter. You're not procrastinating if you're managing your time more effectively. You become more productive and efficient. So basically, if you manage your time effectively, you can become more productive in your academics and your career. You can find creating a work-life balance more accessible. And you are less likely to delay the achievement of your personal and interpersonal goals if you manage your time more effectively.
So what can we do to manage our time more effectively?
Okay, so I'll speak about 5 things that you can consider. The first one is setting your goals. Just basically set goals, have goals. It is essential to pursue things that motivate you and that inspires you. For example, if you're choosing a course, when you choose a course, it's important that you choose a course that aligns with your interests. If you want to become more fit, it's important that you go for a type of exercise that you enjoy. So basically, it's important to set goals that are smart. So S means that, you know, your goals have to be specific. Set real numbers with real deadlines. For example, if the goal is to be fit, figure out how many times you want to exercise, how long you want your exercises to be. Make your goals measurable as well. Make sure that you can track your goals. You know, you can indicate that when I've exercised, it means that I've done 35 minutes, 45 minutes, whatever. And also make them attainable. Do work towards something that you can achieve. Don't set yourself up for failure. Be realistic as well. Know what you are capable of and also know what you are not capable of. And also, T stands for time bound. Don't give yourself, actually, do give yourself a deadline. If you want to achieve your goal within 3 months, a year, 4 months, that's what that means. It's also important to write your goals down so that, you know, you can see what you're working on. And this is also a nice way of tracking them. And have an action plan as well in terms of how you will achieve all these goals that you've set for yourself. The second thing is it's important to prioritize. So one way of prioritizing is by dividing all the tasks and responsibilities into 4 categories. The first one would be important and urgent. So with regards to academics, these would be critical activities such as your assignments and your exams. And then you can have a second category of important but not urgent. So these are all the important life goals that you have, all the things that you're working towards. The third one would be not important but urgent. So these are the things that could be interruptions such as phone calls, messages, things that you are requested to do for other people. And then the fourth one would be not important and not urgent. So these would be distractions and all the time wasters. So make sure that you plan all the things that need to be done in this way. So this is one way that you can manage your time. A third thing to consider is managing interruption.
All right, let's talk about managing interruptions. What are some of the most common interruptions?
Yeah, so hopefully during the lockdown, you didn't have to deal with this quite a lot, but people stopping by to visit unannounced, that can be a distraction. Pop-up messages on your phone or even email, parties or events, so people inviting you to events and to parties, hunger or fatigue, just being hungry or being tired, that can be an interruption. Anxiety and stress can be also a big one.
How can one cope with these distractions?
Okay, so it's important, especially where there are other people involved, like people stopping by unannounced or making requests that you don't have, you haven't planned for. It's important to let them know. With your phone and messages, it's important to have a strategy, like maybe putting your phone on silent, maybe having set times for when you will check your emails. And also it's important to learn effective ways of coping with stress and anxiety, so that you can get to work and do the things that you have planned to do. The fourth aspect that we need to consider as well is procrastination.
And it's a big one. How do you know when you're procrastinating?
So you will know when you're procrastinating because you're just waiting. You're like, I'm waiting, I'll do it. I just need that right mood or that right time, but I will do it. That's the biggest one. That's how you will know. But it's important to also realize that the best way to finish any task is to get started. You might feel overwhelmed. You might feel like you're not in the mood, but it's important to break this task down, make it more manageable for yourself. And it's actually going to take away that stress and that anxiety, and start with the smaller tasks and get going. And once you achieve the first steps, that gives you a sense of achievement and it keeps you going. And Harbin, the fifth one, the fifth aspect to consider is scheduling.
Now, how does scheduling help us to manage our time more effectively?
So basically, when you know what you need to do and how much time you have to do it in, you also see if you can say yes to other things and other requests, like social events. So it just gives you clarity in terms of, this is what needs to be done. This is how much time I have.
Vitaly, let's talk about self-discipline and self-motivation.
So self-discipline is quite important because it begins with the mastery of your thoughts. If you just allow to be, to have your behavior directed by certain thoughts that you have, this can be misleading, especially if your thoughts are always negative. And if your thoughts lead you to believe that you can't achieve the things that you set out to achieve, and it's going to lead you to waste your time. So learn how to control your thoughts. And we also have more workshops at Student Counseling and Development to help you with this. Self-motivation, this is also important. Just be aware if you have intrinsic motivation. So basically, this is whether you find motivation in having a sense of meaning or from growth or from contentment and enjoyment, or if you are motivated by getting rewards or getting money or, getting positive feedback.
Some resources we can use?
There's a website that you can get some tools on how you can manage your time. You can also get tools on or resources on working with procrastination or how to schedule. So the website is www.mindtools.com. There are some apps that are very helpful in managing your time. Rescue Time is one of them. Focus Booster, Remember the Milk, Pocket, Focus at Will, Timetable is all the apps that you can download.
Any last words?
Yes, I just want to remind our students that Student Counseling and Development is on Blackboard. Please check our organization on Blackboard as we have webinars scheduled for for academic and self-development.
Thank you very much. That was Vitali Ndo, and she's from Student Counseling and Development at the University of the Free State. This was a COFSI cast, podcast designed to help you achieve academic success, brought to you by COFSI FM, a division of the University of the Free State Student Affairs, in partnership with the Center for Teaching and Learning, and today with Student Counseling and Development.